producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live. And you can join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have tonight comments from the judge in the Silk Road case. Judge Catherine Forrest is her name. And she, apparently the sentencing statements that she made had been sealed for some reason until now. They are now available. And Carrie Paul over at the motherboard.vice.com has a few highlights or lowlights, depending on how you want to look at it. She's commenting on the Silk Road, claiming that it did not have the harm reduction effect that the defense claimed that it did. And, of course, I firmly disagree with her assessment in this case. And you're welcome to share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. Also, Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. She says in her statements here, the social costs of drugs are manifest. The user is only one part of the equation, one part of a massive worldwide scheme of drug trafficking. And if you sat where I sat, she says, you would see the user is not the end. Well, what is the end in that case? Because the user is generally considered the end because they're the end of the line for the chain of the product, right? There's the grower, the manufacturer, the wholesalers, the people that pass it along, pass the product from one person to another, you know, all the middlemen, if you will. And then there's the end of the line, the street dealer and the user. The user is absolutely the end. So I don't know what she's talking about. We'll go on with her point.
Unless she means the children of the user and the neighbors of the user and society in general. She may be going in that direction. I'm not sure.
She says, so harm reduction focused on the user is missing the point. Now, Forrest, according to Vice.com, resented the fact that Ulbricht was challenging U.S. laws regarding drug sales and distribution, saying that, quote, there is a way to change the law, but it is not by doing what occurred.
Yeah, so 30 years later, Ian, we might get something passed.
Yeah, 30 years later, we might have marijuana decriminalized.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, how long have they been working on that?
They thought it was going to happen in the 70s.
Well, it didn't happen so quickly. So yeah, hey, if something bothers you about the law, I mean, you need to run for office and or go Facebook your legislators and have them, you know, start working on that.
I do all that stuff, man. I mean,
we know how it works. It doesn't. It takes forever.
And so Ross was able to create the Silk Road, this underground drug marketplace that is available on or was available on the Tor network. Stands for the Onion Router. You can go download the Tor browser and play around on Tor and visit some of these underground sites and see exactly what they're like for yourself. It's not illegal to go to these sites. You can go to them. You can search them. You can look through them. It's just not legal to order through them. Anyway, she goes on with her statements. She says that there is a way to change the law, etc. No drug dealer, she says, from the Bronx selling meth or heroin or crack has ever made these kind of arguments to the court. She says, it's a privileged argument. It is an argument from one of privilege. You are no better a person than any other drug dealer, and your education does not give you a special place of privilege in our criminal justice system. It makes it less explicable why you did what you did. Hey, boy, you went through the education system, so you should have known better that you shouldn't be selling drugs or allowing other people to sell drugs. Because ultimately what Ross Ulbricht did was he wrote a program. Now, it's true that in the beginning, allegedly, he was selling mushrooms through the site, so he did actually try his hand at some drug sales.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, Ross Ulbricht created a website. He created a site that people could go onto, and they could buy, and they could sell almost whatever it is that they wanted to. There were a few product categories that were prohibited on the Silk Road that some of the other markets don't prohibit, but pretty much it was an open, free marketplace. And so she says, you should have known better. You've been through our education system, which is supposed to beat into your head obedience. That's what the education system in this country is supposed to do. How could you have come out of that and still have been so independent? How dare you, sir? You are being sentenced to life in prison.
Hmm.
She goes on and she says she denounced the ideals of the Silk Road, saying Ulbricht's creation of the site implied that he thought he was above the law. an idea that is troubling and terribly misguided and also very dangerous. I don't know what would give someone the impression he thought he was above the law. Somebody who thinks they're above the law acts that way. They don't hide. You know, if you think you're above the law, you can flaunt the law and act like you're above the law. You can, you know, throw it out there that you don't care about the law because you're above it and you don't expect anyone to do anything about it. If you're truly believing that you're above the law, if you are hiding yourself under a username, in this case, the Dread Pirate Roberts, an anonymous username, hiding on an anonymous black market that is on an anonymized system that makes it very, very difficult to trace anything, I would say that by that suggests that he knew that he was not above the law.
Yeah, but I do believe that he believes that way, that he's above the law, or that the law is wrong, or that it's bad, and that he needs to do what he needs to do. But he's also fearful of the consequences, and those still exist. So he was trying to stay alive.
I see where you're coming from. You're saying that when you're saying above the law, you're saying that he believed that he was better than the law, meaning that the law is unworthy of us. Mm-hmm. That the law is a terrible law, and I agree with that.
I've broken the law before.
Sure,
but I don't get on Facebook that evening and say, hey guys, guess what I did this today. Guess how many laws I broke today? I'm not going to do that.
Because you know they're going to come after you.
Correct. And I think that he was in the same boat. I do believe he felt that he was above the law. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done any of what he did. I wouldn't do the things that I do.
Okay. That's not my understanding of the term above the law, but you know, maybe you're right about that.
Now, he's not hurting people.
That's true.
Or according to the judge, he is. But he didn't believe that he was hurting people. Now, if he was, if there were actually victims involved, maybe he's a mobster dude and he's out there, he's punching some dude in the face and he's like, you didn't pay your rent this week. He could go to jail for that, but he doesn't care because he's above the law. So, I mean, there's different,
someone who's above the law is someone who behaves as though they can't be caught.
Correct. So So I guess there's different levels. I do believe that Ulbricht believed that he was above the law, but he was being careful at the same time because
not careful enough,
and of course, maybe he was careful, and a lot of the things that have been implemented against or implied against him were made up.
That I certainly think is true. Especially the alleged murder plots, the alleged murder for hire plots that they smeared him with before mm-hmm. the trial and during the trial in front of the jury, even though he had never been convicted or even indicted on any of those murder charges. And since then, those charges have gone nowhere. And in fact, there's a lot of good evidence now to suggest that it was actually the corrupt DEA agent who was working to essentially masquerade, perhaps, as Ross, or plant false materials on his computer or on his server. We haven't figured out all the details of that yet, but I imagine we'll hear more as the appeal draws nearer. She goes on with her comment. She says that the site was troubling and terribly misguided and also very dangerous. She said Silk Road was not the libertarian social experiment that Ulbricht made it out to be. She said, quote, you were captain of the ship as the Dread Pirate Roberts, and you made your own laws, and you enforced those laws. So it wasn't a world without restriction. It wasn't a world of ultimate freedom. It was a world of laws that you created. They were your laws. It's fictional to think of Silk Road as some place of freedom.
So, I mean, what? So he denied some types of sales on his site.
No weapons, no child pornography, no poison.
Well, those are, so far, the laws that he decided to pass on his site, the site that he started, sound like pretty good laws to me. So, I mean, what was he, in her opinion, what, other than selling drugs, was actually going on here that was so bad?
Well, they were selling hacking tools, they were selling, let's see, what else was there on there? Hacking tools, drugs, fake IDs.
Did you say prostitution wasn't allowed on the site, or?
There was no prostitution that I know of on the site. It was mostly products. I don't think you could order a service through Silk Road.
Hmm.
I guess there was some people who had changed cash. They would change, like, cryptocurrency into cash or something like that. So that was kind of a service. But you still ended up with something physical, usually. Going on here, she says that, of the many letters and documents, this is the Vice.com, the defense submitted regarding the potential harm reduction effects of the Silk Road. Forrest was particularly disgusted with the letter filed by Dr. X, a trained physician who consulted users on the Silk Road about responsible drug use. She cited his sale of expired fentanyl patches, a narcotic pain reliever, and his advice to a user who wanted to take MDMA to abandon his antidepressants beforehand.
That sounds like really good advice.
To take MDMA?
Or to actually wean yourself off of other things, or actually clear your body of other drugs that might mess with MDMA.
Let's talk about it, and you can join us here. More of the judge's comments at sentencing to Ross Ulbricht, the captain of the Silk Road. It's Free Talk Live.
If this ever happened to you, you're applying for some type of loan, whether online or in person, when it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features on the site include the front page where you can actually control the content there on the front page. You can submit to it. It's a Reddit-based system. So you submit whatever news item or a YouTube video, fun post, whatever you want. You can even type up your own text and submit that. And then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've submitted. And you get to vote on their stuff, too. So go and get interactive. It's free, like the rest of our website, at freetalklive.com. We are sharing with you some of the quotes from the now unsealed sentencing transcript from the Silk Road trial. The Silk Road, of course, the world's most infamous underground drug marketplace. It's offline now. In fact, it's been offline for about 2 years at this point. Their operator and the creator of the site, Ross Ulbricht, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts, has been sentenced to life in prison. So these are some excerpts from the judge's now unsealed sentencing testimony, or whatever you want to call this, her lecture against Ross Ulbricht. She says that the court notes that there is the presence, this is, by the way, courtesy of Vice.com's motherboard section. The court notes that there is the presence of Dr. X, who deserves special mention in his particularly particularly despicable, that's what it says here, that he has been pointed to as a big part of the harm reduction, she said. I have read each and every post of Dr. X, and I was blown away and infuriated by it. Dr. X is a trained physician, or someone who claimed to be a trained physician, who consulted users on the Silk Road about responsible drug use. So the judge says it is absolutely clear that Dr. X is part of the problem. He is not part of the solution. And again, it is magical thinking to think so.
I'm getting the same idea of people who are against children having sex or young people having sex. It's either abstinence or safe sex. So as soon as some adult comes out and teaches high schoolers or whatnot how to have safe sex, they are the problem. You should be teaching abstinence, and I believe that this is the exact same argument coming from this judge. She's like, abstinence, get rid of the drugs. There's no such thing as some guy teaching you how to do it correctly.
How to survive, how to live through the experience.
Right, so make sure you wean yourself from other drugs. Make sure you're not on something else. You know, make sure you've drank enough water that day, or if you're suffering any other kind of problems, maybe this is not something you want to do. So this guy is actually probably, I mean, think of how many people he actually probably saved just by giving good advice that you can't find anywhere.
Right.
You have to go online and search through.
You can't go talk to your family doctor about this stuff.
No, and if he did know the answers, he wouldn't be able to tell you because then he would lose his job. So, but you got this guy, and he's able to do it safely, anonymously, using this site.
And
so
that's
it's a wonderful thing.
Right, and that's another example of the harm reduction or the harm reductive aspect of the Silk Road. The transcript also includes Ulbricht's final plea for leniency before he was sentenced. He broke down in tears as he apologized to the families of people who died from drugs purchased on the Silk Road, who spoke at the sentencing proceedings, and said that he gained a new respect for the law in his 20 months in prison at the time. He said at the time, quote, "One of the things I've realized about the law is that the laws of nature are much like the laws of man. Gravity doesn't care if you agree with it. If you jump off a cliff, you're still going to get hurt. And even though I didn't agree with the law, I still have been convicted of a crime and must be punished. I understand that now, and I respect the law and the authority now."
Mm. Yeah, we talked about this.
We gave his whole sentencing statement.
And I know you and Mark were yelling at each other, and I was in between because I always am between you guys. This whole response is always, I'm not sure about it.
Yeah, it seems
of course, he's being thrown
staged
in jail forever.
Right.
So, you know, what would you say in such an instance? Would you break down and try to do anything to save your life, or would you stand on your principles? Would you say that, no, hey, you know, I did believe I was above the law, and I still believe that, and I believe that your law is wrong, and I believe that I was right, and I don't care. You know, I was doing what I did.
In this case, his begging didn't help him one iota.
Oh, it didn't help him at all. But the question is, does he really feel the
way
that
he said?
Yeah, exactly what he's saying right now. And I doubt it.
I hope not, too. And I wouldn't blame anybody for going ahead and groveling and,
or taking the plea deal.
Eating some crow or whatever.
You know, if we're talking about serious consequences.
Well, basically, what we've been told by people who've been sentenced federally, we've got some federal prisoners who've listened to the show because we're on the radio in some of their broadcast areas. There's federal prisons. And we've had these guys, they've called in, and they've written the show, and they've all said the same thing. If you don't take the plea at federal level, you are going in for the maximum.
Right.
That's like just almost a guarantee.
Yeah, you don't cross swords with the master.
You're not going to win on a jury just because they pick the most obedient jurors, And once you get convicted by the jury, then you're going away for the match.
I haven't gotten jury selection yet since I've been here. Have you?
Nope, I have not.
I've always wondered how they would handle how I would have to answer their questions in order to stay a jury member, or they'll just see my name and toss me out.
Probably, if they know who you are, they certainly will.
Because if it's a victimless crime, they're not getting my vote.
Forrest, the judge, said she spent more than 100 hours contemplating the sentence before handing it down. You believe that one?
No, I don't believe any of the guys read the Patriot Act or any of these bills that Congress supposedly have only a couple of hours to read before they vote on it.
She referenced the 98 letters that were sent to her by friends and family members of Ross Ulbricht, testifying to his character and peaceful demeanor.
Maybe 98 comments on her Facebook page.
She said, quote, "There is no reason to make a choice between these two people that I see that are on display, the Ulbricht who is the leader of the criminal enterprise and the Ulbricht who is known and loved. What is clear is that people are very, very complex, and you are one of them. They are made up of many different qualities and many characteristics with no one quality defining them. And there is good in Mr. Ulbricht, I have no doubt, but there is also bad. And what you did in connection with the Silk Road was terribly destructive to our social fabric." Whatever the hell that means. Forrest said because the case was so widely publicized, a more severe sentence could deter similar crimes in the future. Well, all the evidence shows that you haven't deterred anything, lady. There's more drug marketplaces now than there have ever been.
You just cut the head off the Hydra, and it is...
That's right.
It has grown because the people want it, and it makes sense, and the people are always going to go for, you know, the free market is won.
She was probably drinking wine while she read the 98 letters. She sentenced Ulbricht to life in prison without parole for the combined counts of narcotics trafficking and distribution of narcotics by means of the Internet. He was also given life without parole to be served concurrently for narcotics conspiracy. Then he was given 5 years for the count of conspiracy to commit computer hacking and 10 years for conspiracy to traffic in fraudulent identification documents. For one count of money laundering conspiracy, he was given 20 years. He's currently appealing his sentence.
Don't mess with the money. Isn't that the funniest part, that he gets 20 years for laundering money? Laundering conspiracy.
A conspiracy to launder money, which means that, you know, we're not really sure if you actually did launder money, but we think you were going to. So, oh boy. Well, anyway, we'll continue to update you as the Ross Ulbricht case develops. Of course, one of the more recent allegations from his mentor on the Silk Road was that there was a plot by an FBI agent who has yet to be unveiled to possibly kidnap Ross Ulbricht's mother and his sister and hold them for ransom, basically.
So this is a third guy.
A third corrupt agent. We don't know who this person is at this time, and nobody knows who this agent is, but there are some pretty serious allegations out there that he actually exists by the man who was the mentor of Ross Ulbricht.
I'm waiting for this movie to come out.
It's going
to
be interesting.
I'll watch it.
You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What happens when you kick a dog? Conan will tell us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic, the stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited here. You can join us toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 with you in studio. Ian here.
And Conan.
And want to invite you to check out a new graphic novel, James versus the New World Order by Brandon Beatrose, illustrated by J. Matthew Root. It's the first in what's estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. It's an action comedy graphic novel. What would you do when a bizarre occult army calling itself the Trust invades your sleepy little mountain hometown? Find out what James Cantrell, the big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, does. Because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. If this intrigues you, go to JamesVsTheNewWorldOrder.com. That's JamesVsTheNewWorldOrder.com to contribute to their Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign. They're looking to raise $3,000 to pay for the artwork, coloring, production, and distribution. JamesVsTheNewWorldOrder.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, the numbers are in. The near final numbers from the election, Conan versus Ian. We will see who has won in moments. But first, let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Evening, guys.
Hi there.
So something came up earlier in the show when you mentioned the people, you know, the people are afraid to go, you know, get the take. Was it taxes for schools that Conan had mentioned?
They were afraid to do what?
Just something about how people were afraid to sort of you put their own money into educating kids and stuff.
Oh.
government to do it.
Because that requires work. That requires, you know, it could be your loss at the end of the day if something isn't done correctly. But if it's everyone else's money, well, then there's kind of an assurance that, hey, whatever happens, it's all good because the community paid into it. But everyone's afraid of actually spending their own money on things that are important to them. I think that's fallacy right there in that, you know, if it's something that is really important and something that is good and something that needs to happen, and you're not going to have a hard time finding supporters. You're not going to have a hard time finding, you do a Kickstarter, write a letter to the editor, you know, start a Facebook group. You'll get people who will come and support a good idea. If it's a bad idea, if it's iffy, you know, if there are, you know, maybe it's the first time it's been tried and maybe there's not a lot of people who actually want it to happen, well, there's no better way to get that funded than to steal the money from those very people in order to make it happen. There's a lot of that happening in this country and in this area where you've got people who, you got federal grants, you got state grants.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot for Bearcats or for fish farms or for, in my particular case up where I live, a stupid road calming project which is supposed to make us safer by painting stripes on the road and putting speed bumps up when there is no problem in my neighborhood. It's accident free, and yet there's a $100,000 grant, and if we don't jump on it, well, some other town's going to get it. So
right.
We've got lots of little projects. Bearcat. The Bearcat is a prime example. 280,000?
Something like that. 275, 280,
it's, 285. It's not something that we even need, but, oh, it's free. So, and if we don't take it, the next town over is going to get it. So, I mean, you've got plenty of projects like this, things that aren't necessary to make our lives better, but because they come up from higher-ups and because it's everyone's money, it's, you know, in other words, it's free, then, you know, hey, there's no stopping us at the end of the day. So
what do you think, Nathan?
Well, I wanted to propose talk about a theory that I've been learning about lately that kind of proposes an alternate explanation for, you know, why there's all this, in this case, why there's this tax money floating around, and, you know, why people on the left might say, well, we should educate the children, but, you know, we're not going to do charity or whatever ourselves.
Or people on the right say we should bomb this country, but because it's all of us, it's that they're supposedly defending, then it's all right to tax everyone to buy those missiles.
Exactly. Maybe you know what I'm going to say, because it covers that too. It's called RK selection theory. It's kind of this interesting theory I've been reading about. It's by this guy who runs this blog, and it basically, it's this theory that in nature you have two different reproductive strategies, where on like one side it's a lot of children in a resource-rich environment, and on the other side it's a low amount of children in a resource-scarce environment. And in this book, he makes the case that it can be that these strategies can be linked to psychologies in humans that produce people on the left or the right. Now, at first I was like, whoa, this can't be, right? But there's actually studies that claim that not only can genes contribute to a person's political belief, but that people can actually have, you know, like genetic, like it's weird, like genetic influences on the kinds of beliefs that they have. Like there was one study, for example, and I'm just quoting one off the top of my head, that compared how correlated the views of fraternal twins were to identical twins. And they found the identical twins had more correlation in their beliefs on like a survey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hinting that maybe their genes might have been contributing a little bit to it.
I feel like somebody has called about this RK thing in the past, and I, you know, I feel like I've heard about this. But how does that take into play libertarianism, which is not right, nor is it left?
We're a healthy combination of the two, Ian.
Exactly.
We're the healthy ones.
So it's exactly. The libertarians are kind of like in between. The best analogy for the three strategies that I found by reading this blog is that the conservatives are kind of like the wolves. They, you know, competitive, they hunt, and they have a lot of investment in their offspring. And the people on the left are like the rabbits who, you know, this is a convenient example, who are less effort into offspring and, you know, less empathy for the in-group or whatever. And the libertarians are more like the kind of go-it-alone cougars or like
the porcupines.
Yeah, a porcupine, bear, like these kind of these kind of animals that are competitive, but they kind of want to be left alone.
So are what you're saying is, what you're to boil this down, you're saying that there's a theory that political beliefs or whatever it is that leads to them are partly genetic?
Partly genetic from reproductive strategies, because in nature you'll have different environments, and then animals will like adopt over time different strategies for those environments. And so basically, yes.
One of the last studies I saw on left versus right genetics was supposedly lefts are more inclined to take risks, whereas conservatives, rights, are they're more inclined to hunker down and protect themselves and not be willing to accept. Ooh, what happened? They're not willing to adapt. Nathan, are you still there?
Yeah. I was wondering what. So the question was, would that predict that leftists are more likely to take risks?
Well, if that study is correct, I mean, it does seem that there are two different types of people out there, and they tend to lean in one or other directions. Whereas I consider myself, I hunker down on some things, but I'm a risk taker in others. So I mean, I think I have a healthy sense of the two.
Well, I was interested to talk to you about it, Conan, because I know you've been in the armed forces, and one of the traits on this list, so there's like three basic traits that go with each psychology. Mm-hmm. The three traits are competitiveness, monogamy, and high in-group loyalty. That's the wolf side. And then the opposite of those for the rabbit side. And it seems like, I guess, being in the military, that would be a very competitive environment, right, where you're kind of, there's a lot of in-group loyalty because you have the flag and the oaths and you know,
is
that
kind of... Is it competitive as much as it is just following orders?
I don't think it's competitive at all. I think you're going to find more competition in the business world. I mean, you...
Right, that's competition, too. I mean, like, direct competition, like wars and combat and that kind of thing.
I think a lot of people get pulled into the military who are of both persuasions, and some of them figure out real quick, because we're in there for 4 years, 4 years in it, 4 years active, 4 years inactive. Sometimes they're different, but a lot of people who figure it out real quick, like myself, 4 years was enough for me, and I was out of there. I didn't like taking orders. I knew that there was a lot of nonsense taking place. I knew I could do better other places, and it wasn't for me. By the way, I have a lot of family in the military, but they're all officers. So they're actually there's a difference. They're actually handing out the orders, whereas I was taking it the whole time.
Hey, thanks, Nathan, for your call. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us, your thoughts on being born a certain political persuasion, 855-453. Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ron Paul speaking out on various different bubbles that exist in the U.S. economy, apparently.
And not the good kind that, you buy at the store and you go outside on a nice summer day and you play with your kids and you blow bubbles.
Blowing bubbles, no, nor bubble bath, no, nope, not the fun bubbles. Well, we can talk more about that here in a little bit. But Conan, I know you wanted to talk about kicking dogs. Specifically, there's a political candidate who actually has been eliminated from the
competition. You can't make this up, man. Just this morning on election day, one of the candidates for one of the wards, he wasn't in our race, because he was a businessman and he owned rental units out there.
Right.
He might even be someone who I would support until you hear crap like this and the fact that he's running slums. This guy is just completely, who knows who this guy is. But he kicked a dog. A little dog. He kicked it and he killed it. He kicked it hard enough to actually kill the poor thing. And this
Was it an old dog?
It was an old, it was 17-year-old Chihuahua mix. And I suspect that the old man probably... This is probably a...
He's not that old, is he? I thought he was in his 50s.
He's old.
That's not that old,
dude. He's old compared to me.
You and I are going to be in our 50s in another half a decade and a half.
I'm going to be uploading soon. I suspect this man ran into this dog on a number of occasions. He probably kicked it on a number of occasions, and this time was the last time. And he killed it. He's in the paper. He's still got votes. He's still got like 60 votes. According to the polls just now. But it brings up an interesting point that has always troubled me. And that is, when these types of abuses take place, I'm not condoning this at all. This guy...
Hold on. Let me give you a little more from the story here. I think it's important to, at the very least, put out there why he allegedly kicked the dog. What were the circumstances? Because if there's a vicious dog coming at me, and it appears that it is going to harm me in some way, I feel like I'm fully within my rights.
And it's on your property
to kick the dog.
You are being aggressive.
I don't care whose property it's on. If I'm walking down Main Street and some crazed, frothing at the mouth dog's going to look like he's going to do something to me.
Right, right.
I think I'm within my right.
I left that out, and that is a very important aspect of this story.
The dog peed and was kicked by this man.
Right.
So it apparently, I guess it went into the yard. It doesn't say it went into the house. The story here from the Keene Sentinel at sentinelsource.com says it wandered into the yard of a rental property on the street where he was working. And the dog went to the bathroom, which I presume that means the dog did not go into the bathroom in the home. I think that means the dog peed in the yard. Mm-hmm. And even if the dog had peed in the house, that's not a reason to kick a dog. You don't kick a dog for going pee in the wrong place ever. You can yell at the dog. Bad dog. No.
And it probably won't. Well, I know there are methods on how to train an animal to do.
But this wasn't his animal.
This wasn't his animal. And like I said, I think this has probably happened more than once. The dog coming on the yard, doing its business. And
what do you do? I mean, it's good for a yard to have a dog pee in the yard. Right?
It kills the grass.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
What are you talking about?
It kills the grass. No, it kills it.
It's got nitrogen or something in it, and that helps it make it greener.
Nope.
Like you can see where the grass has been peed on because it's dark green or whatever.
No, because it's yellow. Because it killed it. Trust me, I had a dog, and he left patches all over the place.
And they also leave
the landmines as well. And so you go out there and you step on it, and then and some neighbors are like,
you don't get to kick a dog if it's taking a crap or taking a pee in the yard. That's just not the way you respond.
Right, and like you said, like you brought up, if the dog had actually done damage to him, like he was trying to attack him, like supposedly all these cop shootings of the dogs is what is happening, where the dogs are attacking, when we know that the dog is just chained up to a fence and barking like mad at an intruder. None of that happened. The guy just went, got mad at the dog, kicked him, killed him, which brings me to my question, though.
Yeah.
The people come out of the woodworks when these types of stories come up. I mean, people who would never comment on a story, on an article, ever, come out of the woodworks. I'm expecting to get some calls on, because this is just such a, I don't know, it really touches the heartstrings of people when a dog is beaten and when it's not fair.
Sure.
A kid gets, kidnapped, and people never say a thing.
I don't know
someone
about that.
Someone is violated by
true.
Their house is broken in by a burglar. People never say
that's not true at all.
But when it comes to a dog getting kicked and killed, I mean, people come out of the woodwork.
All right, well, look, I'll give it to you that it's certainly true that more people seem to care about dogs than they do about humans. I'll give you that.
Yes.
You remember the story in was Afghanistan, I think it was, where some troops, there was video of them throwing a dog, like just taking a puppy and throwing it off a cliff. That went viral, and people were rightfully upset about it, but they didn't get so upset about all the murders and the rapes that the troops were committing against human beings over there.
Or children being dug out of rubble, you know, their lifeless bodies, just nothing but just chunks of them.
I'll give you that, but still, I mean, right here in Arkene, New Hampshire, there was a story a little while back about a teenage girl who went missing, and there were a lot of people who were reposting that, and they seemed concerned. So I think the closer to home the case of abuse is, the more people will care about something like that.
Yeah, I'm not saying those people don't exist. It depends on the level and you said a little girl. So I mean, what if it was a teenage? What if it was a middle-aged man?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably wouldn't hear so much. But I mean, it's when it comes to cuteness and young people and puppies and kittens and it just I think people have a disjointed sense of what is actually important. So why is the middle-aged guy who died on the street? Mm-hmm. Why is the 10-year-old girl so much more important to us than the middle-aged guy? Is it because he lived his life longer and he?
That's a good question.
I mean, why do people come out in droves to?
I guess
to,
that
to,
would probably
to defend some articles and not others. When you boil it down, you know, is it half a glass of water or is it half full, yeah, half empty?
I guess you could argue that, well, it's more tragic for the 10-year-old girl because she does have her life ahead of her, whereas a middle-aged man, at least, you know, he's had a set of experiences, and so he's not as important in the scheme of things.
In the case of the puppies and little dog, if it had been a big German shepherd, probably not as much as the little chihuahua, because the dog was less likely able to defend itself, whereas a German shepherd probably could have bit the guy's leg off if,
yeah,
he started kicking on him.
Yeah, that's true. He probably broke all kinds of bones when he kicked that chihuahua. What was it? A Pekingese chihuahua, apparently, according to...
A little field goal. A little punter dog.
Pekingese chihuahua, 17 years old. It died afterwards. He's been arrested. He actually apparently turned himself in and was arrested, charged with a misdemeanor count of animal cruelty. He has been released on $1,000 personal recognizance. And he did not win his election today.
He did not. He only got a couple of votes. And the next question, of course,
I think he got more votes than we did in that ward, though.
In his ward?
Yeah.
The next question is, of course, you know, how should the community, supposedly that is government, how should the community handle this guy? Should he go to jail? Should he be fined?
And
who gets the money?
Yeah, he should pay restitution.
Yeah, of course. Restitution to the owner, regardless of how old the dog was or the size or however much the dog cost.
Everyone loves their dog, no matter how old it is.
So, I mean, but this guy is probably, he might even see some jail time for this.
It's class. I'm guessing it's a class A misdemeanor.
Actually, I take that back. I think it's because he was on his property. They say it's a misdemeanor.
That's jail time. I mean, if it's a class in New Hampshire, there's class A and class B. If it's class A, then he's facing up to a year in jail, as well as possible fines. And if it's class B, then he's facing possible fines.
And is that the right way to do this? I mean,
criminal charges, you mean?
Against this guy? Because we're all going to be paying for it. And it's, what, $30-something dollars a day?
I don't think he should go to jail. I think that restitution is the appropriate solution here. Let's go with your calls and thoughts, though. We can come back to the dog kicking here in a moment. Walter is listening in Minnesota to WNMT in the northern part of the state. Hey, Walter.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I just wanted to talk about what you guys were talking about earlier regarding, like, genetically, people are more either tending to be Republican or Democrat or Libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about that in my life quite a bit. I remember when I was 10 years old, I was in a severe, severe bike accident. And it completely changed my viewpoint on life. And I think sometimes things change our viewpoint other than genetics.
Oh, absolutely.
Correct.
Absolutely.
I agree. Inheritance versus, or hereditary versus your environment.
Well, plus how many times have you had a situation where two parents are Republicans or two parents are Democrats and the kid turns out to be the opposite, right? Like the kid will grow up and go in the other direction.
Maybe they rebel in the first years, but usually they will find their parents' ideology in the end. I don't see that much. Yeah, they might rebel in the first years, the first early years.
Well, I certainly not become more like my parents over time. Stand by, Walter. If you have more thoughts you want to add, you're welcome to do that. Coming up in hour number three, you can join us here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.